From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. An Iranian lawmaker says Monday that two people were shot dead overnight in the southwestern town of Azeh as areas across Iran continue to see anti-government protests that broke out late last week. The ILNA news agency quoted that, saying that he did not yet know who was responsible for those shootings. The current unrest began with a relatively small protest this past Thursday in Iran's second-largest city and the main base for the opponents of moderate President Hassan Rouhani before spreading to other parts of the country. Australian National University scholar Amin Saikal tells VOA Iranians have been disenchanted with the government for a long time.
Particularly in terms of the lack of reforms on the part of the government. President Rouhani came to power in 2013 with a promise that he was going to improve the economic conditions for a majority of the Iranian people. He would secure the release of political prisoners. And, of course, to do all this, he needed to put an end to Iran's international isolation.
The Trump administration says it's very concerned about Tehran blocking Iranians from communicating through social media platforms in a bid to dampen the protest. Thousands braved a frigid New York night to celebrate the start of 2018 in Times Square, an annual celebration that dates back to 1904. As they do each year, the crowd at Times Square counted down as the crystal ball slid down a pole, arriving at the bottom of the 2018 began, accompanied by confetti and fireworks. Hundreds of thousands of people watched over by the thousands of police and other security personnel crowded the square. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says that the United States must realize that the North's nuclear program is a reality. Reuters' Diane Hodges reports.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned the United States that he is ready to defend his country if he feels it's threatened.
미국은 결코 나와 우리 국가를 상대로 전쟁을 걸어오지 못합니다.
But he also said he was open to dialogue with South Korea. In his televised New Year's Day speech, Kim called for lowering military tensions on the Korean Peninsula and improving ties with the South. And he said he'd consider sending a delegation to the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea in February. The speech comes after a year dominated by escalating tensions over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. In September, North Korea tested intercontinental ballistic missiles and conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear test in defiance of international warnings and sanctions. A spokesperson for South Korean President Moon Jae-in said they were still reviewing Kim's New Year's Day speech. U.S. President Donald Trump would only say, "We'll see," when reporters asked for his reaction as he walked into a New Year's Eve celebration in Florida.
Costa Rican officials are investigating the cause of a charter airplane crash that occurred Sunday in a mountainous wooded area west of the city of San Jose. This killed two U.S. citizens and two local pilots. Officials say the plane operated by the local airline Nature Air burst into flames upon impact. No survivors. A family in the suburbs of New York City said five of the dead Americans were a family on vacation. And speaking at a news conference, the Costa Rica Civil Aviation Director said that the Nature Air charter flight took off just afternoon Sunday and was headed for the capital of San Juan, or San Jose, I should say, when it crashed. Police confirmed that the passengers killed in a seaplane that crashed Sunday were visitors from the United Kingdom. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull offered his condolences to the families of the six people killed.
These are tragic circumstances. It's hard. We don't know yet what caused it, but it's just a tragedy. So, again, we grieve for those who've lost their lives, and again, our thoughts and prayers are with their families as they come to terms with this terrible loss.
Australian officials say that the seaplane crashed during a 20-minute entertainment ride in Sydney. Five of the victims were British nationals, including the CEO of Compass Group, Pick Richard's cousins, his two sons, fiancée, and her daughter, all among the victims. Bystanders and residents, not police, may have prevented a bigger bloodbath during Friday's terror attack on Coptic Christians in Egypt, according to eyewitnesses. They say that bystanders pelted the gunman with rocks even as he kept firing and others hit his motorbike. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.